Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world, and welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say thank you very much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me on the broadcast. Today is Friday, August 14th, 2020. Our summer is slowly coming to a quick end, and fall is just around the corner here. This morning on the broadcast, I want to focus in on a friend, an Iranian friend who is going through quite a struggle. He's an artist, a musician, and because of the rules of Sharia law of the dictatorship government in Iran, he is being held hostage and his music is being banned. And who am I talking about? Well, he's very famous all over the world. His name is Mehdi Rajabian, and he has now been arrested for allegedly encouraging women to dance and sing. He was summoned by a police officer this past Tuesday and sent to the Revolutionary Court of Sehr. A crackdown, he said, came after one of his latest art projects was featured online. Mehdi said, "I was interrogated by the police, and I was asked to appear in court. I was arrested immediately until my family released me on bail. I was detained for several hours." What's the crime? He said, "I did an interview about a new album featuring female singers where a female voice will be in the piece of music," he continued. "I have always said that I will fight for the freedom of music as long as I live, and I have no fear. I was arrested for several hours. Of course, I experienced prison and solitary confinement and a long hunger strike many times. Of course, I would be in prison now if my lawyer did not post bail." And so what Mehdi is talking about, his latest project, Middle Eastern, where he featured over a dozen prominent human rights activists who are also musicians from all over the world, and it's an album that is filled with great music, great style and creativity. It's about peace and human rights. And so I want to go on and share more of what Mehdi said from his arrest and release on bail this past Tuesday. He says, "Nothing is unpredictable in Iranian courts. They decide for me whatever they want, but it does not matter to me," he lamented. "The Iranian regime hates me. They all banned me from working and studying and leaving Iran. Now the pressure is on me to not even produce another work of art. It means complete death. In general, their plan is my complete destruction." He goes on to say, "Coronavirus days are a normal day for me. I have been completely at home, alone for years, a complete ban. It was as if I had been transferred from a smaller prison to a larger one. In Iran, because of the ban, all artists and journalists and even ordinary people inside Iran are afraid to even talk to me. I am completely alone, and I'm always at home. And this situation is the first real brush with the law he's had since about 2013, when he spent a long time in Evan prison. He says, "My friends in Evan reported that there was a coronavirus in the prison cells. Of course, I was in Evan prison for about 2 years. I was punished in the worst cells of Iran. But even if I go to prison 100 times, I believe we need females singing and dancing and joining with the philosophy and the thinking. I will still produce this. I will not censor myself." And Mehdi is very determined not to let what this government is doing stop him. He says, "Women in Iran can't perform as solo artists. It is forbidden, and it is forbidden to show musical instruments on national television. But," Mehdi says, "we are creating music in such hardships where music can be counted as a felony. One must learn and play music in such situations." This is my friend, my brother, who refuses to be stopped by this government, and I featured his story in my latest book, Shout Freedom, The Desperate Cry of Iranians. I want you to hear his story so you understand everything that's going on with Mehdi. Middle Eastern is the name of a music album produced and composed by an Iranian artist. Mehdi Rajabian, Middle Eastern, which was released in 2019 by Sony Music Entertainment, is a unique project that brought together nearly 100 musicians from across 12 countries, including Iran, Yemen, Egypt, Syria, Iraq, and the Palestinian territories. "My musicians have never met," Mehdi says, "but if you listen to the tracks, you can feel a similar vibe on each song. Music is our only way to send a message of peace." Only a few months after the release of Middle Eastern, the album achieved significant international success and won the Silver Medal of the Global Music Awards in June 2019. The World Music Awards ceremony, an award in support of independent musicians around the world, is held annually in the United States. The unique quality about Middle Eastern is that the album was recorded in difficult locations in the Middle East. One track was recorded in an undisclosed location where airstrikes were taking place. Another track was recorded on a boat by a fleeing refugee. Kurdish painter Zara Dogan was responsible for the creative artwork featured on the album. In 2016, Zara was arrested and imprisoned for depicting in painting the Turkish military destroying the Kurdish town of Nasibin. Now, after being released, she has dedicated her talent to the Middle Eastern project. Zara visualized each track on the album with a corresponding painting. She boldly embodies the message of Mehdi's music, standing strong in the face of oppression. While in prison, Zara continued her artwork by using coffee and turmeric instead of paint and old newspapers instead of a canvas. Zara incorporated this distinctive style in the album artworks, adding her unique story to the chorus of voices championing artistic freedom. Both Zara and Mehdi hope that the album will bring greater peace and stability to the region. Now, since the Iranian Revolution in 1979, music on TV and radio have been banned in the Islamic Republic. The Ayatollah Khomeini compared music with opium and said it was the mind idle and senseless. After Hassan Rouhani became president in 2013, hopes were high that activists and artists would be granted civil liberties. But unfortunately, these hopes were soon dashed. 30-year-old Mehdi Rajabian from northern Iraq started releasing his songs at the young age of 17. On October 5, 2013, he was jailed for 3 months on charges of blasphemy and propaganda against the Iranian regime. In 2015, he was sentenced to 6 years in jail and was released on parole after serving 2 years in Evan prison, where he spent 3 months in solitary confinement, taking part in a 40-day hunger strike. The government has also charged him with supporting prohibited artists and female vocalists who are forbidden to sing in Iran. Since his parole, Mehdi is being held hostage by the government and is not allowed to leave the country. Although Mehdi is permanently banned from making albums in Iran, in spite of the danger, he plunged himself into the Middle Eastern project, determined to accomplish his goals of transforming society through art and creativity. Quote, "I chose my path years ago. The important thing for me is to create art so I can inject my thoughts into society." Mehdi keeps busy with his music to calm his soul and really to soothe his anxieties from the tormenting thoughts of being sent back to prison again. His philosophy is to see his music as a weapon in the war against injustice. Quote, "Right now, the only communication politicians understand is war, human rights violations, and suppression, but we talk back to them with music. The only weaponry and power we possess is the language of music." For Mehdi, Middle Eastern has great potential in bringing real peace to the intense conflicts in troubled regions. "I feel like music is a language which has no borders, and so we can unite different countries together and scream a message of peace. This album was the result of that idea." I want you to hear a selection from Middle Eastern that is produced by Mehdi Rajabian. This track is entitled Iran. Let's listen.
Thank you.
powerful and creative music of Mehdi Rajabian and many other artists featured on Middle Eastern, and that track is entitled Iran. Mehdi says the music is a powerful weapon against injustice. Well, in the same way that music is that powerful message and weapon, so is truth. Truth is a foundation that we need today in a world of chaos and violence. We need an absolute solid foundation on which to base our life. But what is truth? I want to talk to us about that this morning. Philosophers, sages, and theologians have debated down through the centuries as to what is truth. If you were to ask a college student on any given campus, what is truth? You are bound to receive such answers as, quote, everyone has an opinion or preference, to each his own, and whatever I decide, that's what's right. Well, 2,000 years ago, standing before Pontius Pilate, Jesus didn't give an opinion or quote for many of the philosophers or rabbis. Instead, he made a startling affirmation as to what truth was. He looked Pilate directly in the eyes and declared, quote, I was born and came into the world to testify to the truth. All who love the truth recognize that what I say is true. John chapter 18, verse 37. Well, Pilate couldn't believe his ears. Who does this man think he is? Instead of bowing down in awe and worship, Pilate mocked Christ's declaration and scoffingly replied, what is truth? Our culture has carried on the same mocking and ridicule about the nature of truth. Truth is irrelevant. Only what I decide is right is the mood of our culture. Casting aside all disrespect and ridiculing and rebelling against any recognized authority, our culture today has abandoned any standard of righteousness and replaced it with their own whims and wishes. Truth has been reduced to preference and whatever feels right at the moment. No wonder, then, there is violence in schools, kids killing other kids, kids murdering their parents, etc. Whenever truth is abandoned, we lose our moral sensitivity and begin calling what is evil good. The same lament can be found in the book of Judges, which there's a common phrase in that book that said everyone was doing what was right in the sight of their own eyes. And as a result, moral and spiritual decay resulting in the judgment of God occurs when you have that kind of sentiment. Earlier in John's gospel, Jesus declared in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way and the truth. Three chapters later, Jesus prayed to his Father, teach them your word, which is truth. So the Bible presents God as a God of truth and integrity. But unfortunately, most of our culture has the cynicism and unbelief of Pilate, who mockingly asked the question, what is truth? Well, but do you care about what is true and false? Jesus says that if you love the truth, then you will believe and obey him. Our culture is suffering from what I call truth decay. The only remedy is proclaiming Christ as the truth and affirming that his word is the final authority. If you want a life of integrity, then you will stand against the storms of life, and all other foundations will crumble whenever you stand with Christ. If you stand on any other foundation, it will crumble in the storm. You cannot hold on to that without truth. And as I mentioned, philosophers down through the ages, in their search for truth, has also been looking for what is the meaning of life. And Jesus said the night before his crucifixion, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Well, let me tell you, that's a bold declaration. Jesus was saying to his disciples, if you want to know the way, I am the way. If you want to know the truth, look at me. And if you're on a quest for the meaning of life, come to me. You can just imagine the astonishment on the faces of every philosopher if they were listening to Jesus say that on that fateful night. And they would have many questions and would have called Jesus to account for such a bold statement. They may have asked, how can you say that? What qualifies you, Jesus, to make such a claim? Well, we can look at that claim, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's a fair question. How can Jesus make such a bold statement? Well, let's look at his record. During his earthly ministry, Jesus healed the sick and raised the dead. He showed compassion on the hurting and broken and gave hope to those who were despairing of life. Therefore, Jesus can make the claim that if you want life, life as it was meant to be, come to me. Jesus also exposed false prophets and spent much of his time correcting the religious leaders for misrepresenting God's law. He never lied. He always spoke the truth. Therefore, Jesus can make the claim that if you want to know the truth, to me. But last of all, most important, those claims, that claim, were not just empty words written in a book thousands of years ago to inspire people down through the ages. The claims of Jesus that were made the night before his crucifixion. The next day, the religious leaders had Jesus tried for blasphemy, for claiming to be God, and he was nailed to a wooden cross. He died an excruciating death, but 3 days later, he rose up from the grave and appeared alive to his disciples. So therefore, the claims of Jesus were not just mere declarations or empty words. They were vindicated by his resurrection, which means Jesus is not some dead philosopher, but a living Savior. He not only made these bold claims, but is alive to demonstrate that everything he said was true. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you want your life built on a solid foundation of truth, come to Christ. He is a loving, living Savior. Christianity is a love relationship with God through Christ. I want us to hear now another selection from Mehdi Rajabian's project, Middle Eastern. This is a tract called Egypt.
Thank you.
That is a track entitled Egypt from the very inspiring and talented and creative genius of Mehdi Rajabian and the number of musicians on his latest project, Middle Eastern. Here on my program, The Cross in the Desert, this is a program, a platform of being a voice for oppressed Iranians. And so what I want us to do to support Mehdi is, number one, speak out for him. Share this broadcast on your Facebook page. Play the music from his CD project, Middle Eastern. Purchase his CD online. Be a person that supports him in a financial way, as well as speaking out for him. This is what we do to help Iranians. We are their voices, because they live in a country where the dictatorship government does everything to squelch their freedom. And in this case, we're talking about musical freedom. There are artists all over Iran. There are filmmakers, talented, inspiring artists and filmmakers who are in jail, journalists who are in jail. Since the revolution in 1979, this part of Iran, this historical, cultural part of Iran, has been suppressed by this government. Now, I'm a musician. I have the freedom to go down in my basement, plug my guitar in, and have a great day. But the problem is, Mehdi doesn't have that freedom. Mehdi doesn't just have the freedom to travel and to feature his music or to receive any compensation from his music, because the government does everything to suppress that. He's being held hostage in Iran. So please join me today and share his story. Buy my book, Shout Freedom, which contains his story in it. Share the music, the message from my Facebook page today on your page. Let's let the world know that this gifted artist has a right to create, has a right to have female vocalists feature in his production, has a right to travel to feature his music, to receive compensation. Middle Eastern has won many awards because it's very, very good. And so please speak up and pray for my friend Mehdi today. Thank you so much for joining me today on The Cross in the Desert. I will see you again on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend.